Okay, good morning, folks, and welcome to our auxiliary communication. Welcome to our OPSCOM members as well as all amateur stations that are listening. This is our monthly on-air net for Clatsop County Auxiliary Communications on November 5th, 2022. Once again, today's net control station is Whiskey 5 Mike Mike Bravo, and my name is Mike. I will now take station check-ins beginning with Warrington and Hammond. Come now.
Good morning, Mike and Annette. This is Whiskey Alpha 7, Whiskey India Whiskey Bob at Warrington.
Well, Bob, it looks like you're holding the fort down for your area. I'll just ask one more time, are there any others in Warrington and Hammond? Okay, we'll move on to Gearhart and Seaside. Come now.
This is Alpha Golf 7, Juliet, and Gearhart over to the Nikolai Review. But I'm going to move over to the member after this.
Kilo Kilo 7, Hotel India Golf, Glenda, Seaside.
Okay, and I've already had a check-in. A late arriver is going to come back to us, KN0LL. Also had a couple of folks get in touch with me before the net that they had other things going on, K7ZFQ and AA7EN. So we know that they're out there. Anyway, I'll acknowledge AG7JJ, Jeff, and KK7HIG, Glenda. Any others in Gearhart and Seaside? Okay, we'll move on to Cannon Beach and Archgate.
India 7, Romeo, Juliet, Delta, Carl, and Archgate.
At Kilo 7, Foxtrot, Whiskey, Dale, and Archgate.
4, Juliet, Delta, India, Richard, and Archgate. Well, good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike. This is Kilo, India 7, Juliet, Whiskey, Zulu, the real Bob in Cannon Beach.
Okay, we'll stop there for a minute and recognize Kilo 4, Juliet Delta India, Richard, good morning. Kilo 7, Foxtrot Whiskey Dale. Kilo India 7, Juliet Whiskey Zulu Bob. And Kilo India 7, Romeo Juliet Delta. Any others? That's Carl. Any others in Cannon Beach and Archgate? Okay, we'll move on to Astoria. Come now, please.
Morning, this is Alpha Golf 7, Foxtrot Echo, Ralph.
This is Whiskey 6, Golf Kilo Delta, Brian in Astoria.
All right, this is Net Control, Whiskey 5, Mike Mike Bravo. I'll recognize Alpha Golf 7, Foxtrot Echo, Ralph. Kilo Golf 7 Delta Pop X-Ray Deanna and Whiskey 6 Golf Kilo Delta Brian. Any others in Astoria? All right, we'll move back up the way to Napa, Swenson, and Westport. Come now.
Net Control, here is Kilo Alpha 7 Sierra Golf Bravo, Mike in Napa.
Okay, Mike, thanks for checking in. Kilo Alpha 7, Sierra Golf Bravo. We're going to move now to Central Clatsop County. I'll check myself in, Whiskey 5, Mike, Mike Bravo. My name is Mike, and I'm in Central Clatsop County on Lewis and Clark. Any others in Central Clatsop County?
Good morning, Mike. This is Kilo Echo 7, Lima, Sierra Papa, Christopher, Youngs River, on the Wiki Up repeater.
Thank you.
Whiskey Alpha 7 Tango Echo Mike, Central Clatsop County, on the Youngs River repeater.
Mike, this is KE7LSP. I'd like to also check in KE7OHV, Karen. Thank you.
Okay, I will recognize Kilo Echo 7, Lima Sierra Papa Christopher, KE7 Oscar Hotel Victor, Karen, and Whiskey Alpha 7 Tango Echo Mike. Any others in Central Clatsop County? Whiskey Alpha 7 Tango Echo Mike, have you got a copy on that station that is keying the repeater? Whiskey Alpha 7 Tango Echo Mike, are you there? Don.
Roger, am I coming through now? Over.
Yeah, it might have been you that was keying the repeater. I'm not entirely sure.
Negative, it was November 7, Whiskey Romeo Alpha, using the same radio I'm using. Over.
Oh, Roger, that does that mean Terry was checking in too? I just couldn't hear her.
That is affirmative.
Roger that, Terry, with November 7 Whiskey Romeo Alpha. I've got you down. Thank you for checking in. Good to hear your voice. I'll see if there's any visitors in Oregon that are listening in that would like to check in to our net this morning.
Alpha, Foxtrot Victor, late check.
Okay, Frank, I've got you. Alpha 1, Foxtrot Victor. Let's do a county sweep. Is there any later mist in the county? If there is, give me your home location first so I can find you on my list, please. Come now. All right, I will jump across the river just to see if any of our Washington folks are listening in this morning, Pacific County. How about Wakayakan County?
This is W7WOG in Skamakaway.
I've got you, Steve, Whiskey 7, Whiskey Oscar Golf. How about other counties in Washington? Okay, that wraps up our roll call. We'll move now into the meeting agenda. For our old business, it was just another mention in another month, was that Alpha 1 Foxtrot Victor and I visited the alternate EOC at 800 Exchange in October. The radios still exist and most are working. The IC-706 would not power up and needs further investigation, but at least we've got access back to the radios and confirm that they're there and mostly functional. Any questions? All right, moving on to current topics. The promised jackets are in progress, and those members for those jackets will be alerted once they received. I expect them probably closer to the end of this month. Any questions? Okay, I'll move on to monthly net participation figures. For October, we had 180 for Oxcom. We had 181 check-ins for the month, averaging 36 persons per week. For the women ham operators, there was 47 check-ins for the month, averaging 9 persons per week. And for the STARS group, there was 34 check-ins for the month, averaging 9 persons per week. Any questions on those figures? Okay, we'll move on to website improvements. K7 LSP, any input on that?
This is K7 LSP. No changes on the website for this month. That's all I've got to report.
Would you like to say anything about the questionnaire? I was on the site this morning, and it looks like the little pop-up still comes up to take the survey. Do you want to mention anything about that?
Yeah, our last inquiry to have other people give their input on the survey, we got generated another 3 or 4 participants, which was good to add to our database. Other than that, unless anybody else wants to get their input, now's the time to do it. Otherwise, I'll go ahead and take the pop-up down. This is KE7 LSP.
Okay, thanks, Christopher. We'll move on now to county repeater updates. Dale, K7FW.
Good morning, Mike and the Net. The main work that's been going on has been up at Nikolai because when the snow arrives, it'll at some point not be possible to get there anymore. So there is still more work to do up there to get the solar charge controller data out. We've got solar panels up there that were doubled in number, and we have a charge controller and need to do a little bit of work in order to get the actual data out of that charge controller and down to us. And we have, I think, 2 of the cameras working. The third one probably won't get turned on this winter. Unclear if we're going to be able to get that done. Other than that, things are in pretty good shape for the winter. I can't think of anything else that's taken place since our last in-person meeting. If there are any questions, I'll address them, and otherwise, I think I'll turn it back to the Net. Hearing nothing, this is K7FW. I'm going to go back to Net.
Okay, thanks, Dale. Is the best way to access those cameras going to the CERC website and accessing the cameras that way?
Yeah, the W7BU.club website has got a link to the cameras, and of course you can capture that and get a direct link if you want, but that's going to be the best way to see those images.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Moving on, we had our first Oxcom in-person meeting, first one in 2 years, at the EOC on October 1st. Our next in-person one will be December 3rd at 9:30. That's at the EOC, December 3rd at 9:30. Any questions? Okay, the readiness fair was held in October 8th. Christopher, K7LSP, would you say, what you got maybe out of the event?
K7LSP, the event was amazing. There was a huge attendance. When I arrived there, before they'd open up the doors, there was a line of people, probably 2 blocks long, waiting to get in. And it was quite busy till early afternoon when it finally calmed down. We had a lot of visitors by our table. We made a lot of connections with other agencies that were very interested in learning more about the services that we can offer for the county as far as emergency communications. The Coast Guard commander was definitely interested in connecting with us and various other organizations around the county. So it was a great success, and it was a good outreach. I'm looking forward to doing it next year, and we'll probably hopefully be a little bit better prepared with some outreach materials and you know, brochures and things like that to get the word out, because I think it's a really a good venue.
Roger that. Is there any questions for Christopher or anybody else that attended that would like to say anything? Okay, yeah, we'll work on some outreach material, a trifold brochure or various other things. I've already talked to Tiffany about that, and she said they're willing to help on the trifold in any way they can, so we'll get something going on that. Moving on, the Columbia Crossing race was held on October 9th. There was over 3,000 running, walking participants. Laura, K7ZFQ, was the net control person stationed in the ODOT building, and she had 5 volunteers that worked the bridge. Thanks to all those that participated. And there was a number of minor emergency call-outs, but nothing absolutely major. Any questions on that? And the Great Oregon Shakeout was held on October 20th at 10:20 a.m. Dawn, WA7TEM, was net control for that, and reported that he had 34 participants. Don, have you got anything else to say about that?
GM, we were glad that we had that many participants. I forgot to check Windlink. I had 4 more check-ins via Windlink on that, and WA7FIV attempted to raise Oregon Emergency Management on HF, and there was nobody on the other end.
Well, thanks for being net control on that. And were you telling me I need to raise my participant number to 38?
Roger on that. I forgot to send you that message.
Okay, I've got that. All right, we'll move on now to the coming up things. I'm going to remind again, because I've got it written here, that the next in-person meeting for OXCOM members will be at the EOC, and it's scheduled for Saturday, December 3rd at 9:30 a.m. So hope to see you there. I will work with Tiffany and Hannah to set up a volunteer appreciation get-together in early 2023. We haven't had one of those for a good couple of years, so watch this space for announcements on that, or getting a bit of input on time of day, day of week, that sort of thing. Any questions on that? Okay, our planned October simulated emergency test has been postponed until April 23. I realized while organizing the October event that various key player agencies needed to be re-educated as to what we as OXCOM do at the EOC and do for the county as far as serving them. So we're going to schedule some, I've talked to Tiffany about it, and we're going to schedule some meetings between now and April to try and get some key players supporting what we do and to get them on board with a bit of role playing on the day. Any questions on that? Okay, as far as licensing, Mike Gore, KA7SGB, is still the person organizing training. Mike, I understand you've got a class scheduled in the spring. Is that correct?
KA7SGB, yes, March 10th and 11th. And I might also add that next weekend there's just a test session at 10 o'clock, and I believe it's at the Seafood Center there in Astoria. Anybody that would like to get tested, get in touch with Ellen. She's the VEC now, or CV, whichever way it goes. And I hope we have one or two for that test session I've been talking to. Any other questions?
Section Alpha Golf 7, Juliet, Juliet.
Go ahead.
Email from Ellen said that the site for that's going to be the Larson Center. I think that's the Performing Arts Center for the college. At 588 16th Street there in Astoria. Over.
Thank you very much for that correction. Yes, that's correct. Anyway, yes, any further questions?
K4JDI.
Go ahead.
Not a question, but a suggestion. Both the Archcape Emergency Committee and Cannon Beach will be very interested in knowing this testing is going on, and I would recommend they be notified to get potential people there.
Okay. I'll make sure we get the information down that way. And we're looking forward to anybody we can break in. This is KA7SGB. Any further questions? Okay, turn it back to net control. This is Kilo Alpha 7 Sierra Golf Bravo.
Okay, thanks for that, Mike. And for those that would be interested in, it's a testing session for all ham levels. So if you're looking to upgrade, that's next, well, it's November 12th at 10 a.m. And if anybody wants to test, email Ellen at alpha7echo november@arrl.net. That's A-A-7-E-N at ARRL.net. She's also included a telephone number of 503-440-5667. Any questions? All right, and these items that we've just mentioned and other valuable information and testing plans is on the CERC website, and that is w7buhams.club. You can go there to stay on top of what testing plans are going on. Any questions on that? Okay, I'll ask, is there any questions on or from the group, any comments from the group before we close today's meeting? Okay, hearing none, I will go ahead and close this meeting. This is CLATSA Oxcom Net Control, Whiskey 5, Mike Bravo, closing this monthly meeting net at 9:59 local time and releasing the repeater frequencies to normal amateur operation. Thank you all for participating and have a good day.